It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Here we go with another portable practical PEDcast from DocSmo. For those of you who are new to DocSmo.com, I am Dr. Paul Smolin, a real board-certified pediatrician with 34 years of practice and a lot to say. From gestation all the way to graduation, if the topic involves kids, we're in. Thanks for joining me today. Well, not all of you have teenagers in your home, but if you have children, you will eventually have a teen, so listen up. Has your preteen or teen gotten a little plump recently? Have a few extra pounds stored up? This happens all too often in our culture. No wonder, with 40% of teens eating fast food daily and those sugary drinks that are so ubiquitous, they're everywhere. In each soda usually has the equivalent of 12 teaspoons of sugar. That's a candy bar in each glass. No wonder one-third of children in America are overweight and 20% are into the obese range. Now, can you imagine maintaining your healthy weight, eating fast food, and drinking soda every other day? I don't think so. Today, I thought we would talk about the obesity epidemic in America among children and tell you about an observation that I have made over my career that might be very useful for you if you have an overweight preteen or teen in your home. There is no doubt that children today have a higher body mass index on average than your generation did growing up. Just consider these numbers. About 4% of children were obese in 1970 America, compared to 20% today. As you can see from the graph in this PEDcast, in some subpopulations of America, like African-American children and Mexican-American children, the rates are even higher. Even more bad news. These are very sobering numbers and very sad numbers. If you don't believe these statistics, just take a look at a picture of your elementary school class and see how many of the children in your third grade class were obese. I'll bet it wasn't one out of every five. So that's the bad news that you've probably heard before. Certainly, we've talked about it many, many times in many articles and posts on DocSmo.com. As a pediatrician, it's my job to pick the seriously overweight children out and get them some help before they begin developing health problems, both short-term and long-term health problems that are associated with obesity, hip fractures, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and premature cardiovascular disease, just to name a few. For more on that, get a copy of my book, Can Doesn't Mean Should, and I think I will convince you in that book that you don't want your children to be overweight. Now for the good news. Every once in a while, my conversation with a teen about their poor diet seems to make a really big difference for that child. But I will tell you what is a more reliable way to cause a dramatic change in an overweight teen, especially a teenage boy. Get them a personal trainer who will work on improving their diet and physical fitness. What these trainers can do is nothing short of miraculous. Since body image is the big issue for most younger teens, improving their body image, making them stronger, bringing their weight under control is exactly what trainers do and do well. I've seen some spectacular improvements in especially the mid-teenage boys when they get attached to a trainer and try very hard to please that person. It is that personal relationship, frequent interaction, and desire to please that starts the process, and it is the improvement in body image that keeps it rolling. It's really the Weight Watcher model of education and change. Frequent reinforcement of a new behavior and personal attention that makes all the difference. Imagine that each week you looked in the mirror, you were leaner, you were stronger, you were faster, you were more agile and better looking. You would be excited as well, wouldn't you? Frankly, I've only seen the personal training model work well with teens, especially teen boys, as I said earlier. Younger, school-aged children don't seem to be motivated by negative body image nearly as much. We know that most younger children who are overweight don't see themselves as overweight for some reason. Don't believe me? Check it out. This is well documented. So if you have an overweight teenage boy in your family and you can afford it, see if you can't get them into a personal training program where they have a one-on-one relationship with a personal trainer for the long haul. I think you'll be glad you did, and I think they will be glad you did that as well. Their fitness is likely to improve, as is their diet, their self-esteem, and their self-confidence. All great things. As always, thank you for joining me today. If you like Portable Practical Pediatrics, take a moment to subscribe at my website, www.doxmo.com, and send in a comment. I may publish it. And if you have a second, drop a short review on iTunes. I really appreciate that. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from Studio 1E. That's my first child's bedroom on the east side of my house, reminding you that if your child is getting a little plump, it's okay to give their weight control a little bump with a personal trainer. Until next time. This PEDcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Ann Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance. Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance. Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover. Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Muth. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.